This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so thrilled and honored and excited you guys have joined with us this week, this time in our lives. You know, we know great things are happening in the earth today, do we not? Like really amazing, tremendous, great outpourings of God are happening in the earth. And where God is pouring out, people ask me all the time, where is God pouring out? I say, God's pouring out within us. He pours out himself within a people. That's what I love about it. He pours himself into us that he can expand himself through and in us. Why? So we can begin to come to the revelation that we are the supernatural. We are the miracles. You know, I had a lady ask me the other day, she said, so tell me this, Jeremy. She said, you know, how can I produce more of the supernatural? When can I, where can I see more miracles? And I said, well, the first thing you have to understand, I said, is the Bible says to be faithful in the small things before God can make you faithful and rule over many things. I said, the small things are in your life right now. In fact, they've been in your life the day you were born. I said, the small things are the ability of your thankfulness to see yourself walking. The ability to understand that you can see, you can hear, you can taste, you can smell, you can feel. All those are the small, powerful miracles. And I said, you've got to begin to see yourself as the miracle. I said, the reason why most people don't see signs and wonders and miracles in the supernatural is because they see it every moment of every day, but they refuse to receive it. They refuse to see it and receive it, that every little breath we take is a miracle, that when we begin to give thankful, a thankful heart, thanksgiving before everything in our lives that happens, then we'll begin to see God's outpouring in our lives to see the what we call the biggies, the bigger things. And yet the truth is these small things are just as large to God as anything. When we learn to be thankful for the small things, God begins to show up and show out because then we become the greatest revelation. We see within ourselves that we are the revelation. We are the miracle. We are the miraculous. We are the supernatural. And that's one of the things I wanted to sort of share with you today. But before I sort of get in my teaching today, which is very short and sweet and to the point, I'm going to talk to you guys about today, the 4th of July. You know, this is the day we celebrate, you know, freedom within our nation here in America, United States of America. And I wanted to sort of share that beforehand because I want you to begin to understand that we've got to learn to be thankful in the small things. And when people want to see the big spectacular, you know, legs grow out and all the supernatural, you know, stuff, I always tell them, I say, look, man, come on. You're thinking like a human. You're thinking like a Westerner. You are. Because here's one thing you have to realize. In the Eastern world, they give thanks for all the little small things because they realize the small things are the big things. They realize that there's no big and small things. You know, people always say, I want to see the big stuff. Well, that's because you're a Westerner. You're a Westerner who thinks like a Westerner. When you begin to realize that the small to God is big and the big to God is small, then you'll begin to understand that actually that the supernatural happens to you every moment of every day. You might say, well, really, how to prove that? Well, the Bible says, first of all, that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So he doesn't think like you. He doesn't think like me. He doesn't think like a Westerner. He doesn't see life as big and small. And yet, when you think of the fact the last shall be first and the first shall be last, and you hear verses such as that he, you know, his kingdom is a backwards kingdom, an upside down kingdom, then you understand that what we think is big is actually small to God, because we tend in the Western world to focus on all this spectacular glitz and glamour of everything. And the whole time we're going, man, I want to see the big miracles. And God's like, you are a big miracle. And when you begin to see that, you'll begin to receive that. You won't care about the biggies, the big things. You know why? Because you understand that the big things are happening to you every moment of every day. And you're actually, they're happening to you at every given moment of every given day. But you refuse to see the big things because you're too busy looking through the eyes of America and too busy looking through the eyes of the Western world and the human ways. That's why God says man looks on the outside while God looks on the inside. Because we're too busy looking at all the glitz and the glamour, the biggies. Because it's all about the human ego. That's all it's about. Folks, it is. When people say, oh man, I'm in love with God, I want to see the big miracles, I want somebody to say, you see the miracles all the time, your ego's too big. Your ego's too big. You're too busy focusing on the outward expressions. Start focusing with humility on the inward, powerful, supernatural things that happen every millisecond you breathe. Now, with that being said today, it sort of ties into the small message I want to bring to you today to present to you about the 4th of July. You know, we celebrate the Day of Freedom here in America for our freedom. Now, when we think about freedom, we also think about, you know, besides sort of going back to what I said when it deals with the small and the big, you know, it sort of also entangles itself around our place of freedom. Because when you look at freedom, you have to remember that freedom is actually, it comes in different packages. I mean, it comes in different packages. We focus on the freedom of our nation, the people who fought for us in the war, and we're so appreciative of that dynamic, the dynamics that took place for men who lost their lives and paid a price for us that we could live in our nation, that our nation would be free. But you know, if you think about it, let's talk about inward freedom. I'm all about the inward man, because the inward man is where God looks. That's what I'm concerned about, is where God looks. I'm not concerned with what man looks. I'm concerned with what God looks. People always say, well, why are you so successful? You know, and you've got this and you've got this in your life. I said, because I know what to focus on. I don't focus on being successful. I focus on the fact that success is who I am. I don't focus on the outward extension of money. I focus on the fact that money is me, the value of who I am, my worth value. It determines and my outward prosperity. And so everything about freedom and everything about everything of God's kingdom, it's an inward thing. It deals with within. And so when you look at freedom, I want to present something to you guys today. I want us to begin to acknowledge today, maybe this whole weekend, as you're listening to this podcast, maybe, you know, the 4th of July or 5th of July 2019, which we are in right now. I want you to focus on some things, and no matter what time frame you're listening this in, you can do this at any given time. And that is experience and really backlog on all the freedoms that you are either experiencing or the freedoms that you're not experiencing, the freedoms that maybe you should experience. Let me give you a great example. Are you experiencing freedom from the entanglement of other people? Are you experiencing the freedom, you know, of not being worried or not being a puppet to everyone else? You know, always trying to keep up with the Joneses, always trying to, you know, make everyone happy, everyone smile. Now, there's something to be said about being all things to all people. The Bible says that. Paul said it. It's powerful. But there's something to be said also as being a people pleaser to the point where you lose your own joy. Now, there's nothing wrong, once again, with pleasing people, because, you know, we want to go the extra mile for people. You know, Jesus never said, you know, offend people, you know, hate them, let them know you're not for them, you're not, you know. No, he never said that. There's nothing wrong with pleasing people, folks. People pleasing is not a bad thing. But when it boils down to the fact of you losing your own identity, and you losing your own joy, and you losing the very way that you're supposed to be going in, then it begins to be dangerous. It begins to be bad, because nothing in life is worth you losing yourself in. Nothing is. And so I want to ask you that question today. Are you free from man's opinions? Are you free from man's ideologies? Are you truly free inside? And before you answer that, think about that for a little bit. Are you free from what other people express about you? You know, a lot of times people might say, wow, you do that so good. And psychologically, you'll turn around and just do that again another day, because you obviously got praised. You got accolades for what you did that looked good. And that's a little bit of part of us that shifts us into something that maybe we're not supposed to be doing. Or maybe that was a one-time thing, and it shifts us into doing it all the time because, well, people like it. Makes people happy. So whatever you do, don't lose yourself in the mix of your freedom. You know, get yourself, when I say that, I mean, don't lose yourself from the freedom, I should say. Get yourself involved in the freedom to where you're appreciative of what other people think about you, and you're appreciative of how they maybe praise you for a certain thing, or they say you do that great. But whatever you do, keep your freedom intact to your identity. Don't lose yourself, and then you become a slave and a bondage to everyone else and everyone else's opinions. Don't do that. Find yourself at a place where you're free to be you. You're expressive in the nature in which God created you to be. And if other people don't see that nature, and other people might look at you and say, oh, that's not, that doesn't line up with my thinking, my theology. Well, don't worry about it. Love them and move on. You know, you're not here to line up with people's theology. You're here to line up with God. If God's pleasing with you, it doesn't matter what people think about you. And if people might say, well, this verse means this and this verse means that. You know, you got to realize, so are you the truth of all truths? Do you know with exactly the truth of what the Bible says from 2,000 years ago? Like, who died and made you God? You just see what I'm saying? Who died and made you the person that can interpret and translate the entire Bible when scholars for centuries and churches are still struggling to do it? So you're just a special little cookie, aren't you? You know, in the kingdom. And so whatever you want to do, you don't want to be that person, but you don't want to also hang out with people like that. You want to be able to be that person where you're expressing yourself, and the only person you're here to please is God. And you want to love on other people and help other people and love on them and encourage them and exhort them and do what you need to do. But the best thing that humanity needs is you. Humanity needs the authentic you, the original, beautiful, authentic, genuine, awesome, powerful, fantastic you. Because here's the key thing, there is no one like you. And you might say, well, I got a lot of quirks. You know, I'm not active and I laugh funny. You know, no one wants to be around me. Well, no, they do. The problem is, though, you haven't been yourself. That's why no one wanted to be around you. Because people can pick up. It's a spiritual implication. People can pick up when you're not really yourself. And sometimes people don't even know that you're not being you. They just walk away thinking, okay, well, whatever. But they don't, because they don't have the impact of seeing the real you. When you are truly authentic to yourself, people have an impact to say, wow, I didn't know you had it in you. I didn't realize you could do that. I didn't realize how loving you are. I didn't realize how quiet you are. I didn't realize how beautiful you are. See, when you begin to be you, it begins to cause something in someone to say, I don't know what it is about you, but you're just awesome. And you begin to realize that that's what people need. So don't be afraid to be you. Find the freedom. You know, freedom in a nation is fantastic and it's amazing. But if you're not free within yourself, it doesn't matter if you're in a country. It doesn't matter if you're in Syria or America, because you're still in bondage and you're held by the captivity of other people's opinions about you and the praise of other people. And you've lost yourself. Don't do that. Find it today in the freedom of your nation, the nation in which you are. Your body is the temple of living God. Find the freedom within this place called your temple. And when you do, begin to understand and remember where all that freedom in you used to be. Why is it no longer there today? And pull it back into play. Let that freedom ring in you to really understand that you will attract more in your life when you're more you. You know, people ask me all the time, I'm attracting the wrong things in my life. I'm constantly attracting bad things. You know why? Because here's the key thing. It's bad to not be the genuine you. Think about that. It's bad and wrong not to be the authentic you. So you will attract bad things because you're going to attract things that are contrary, or you'll attract things you're trying to be, which is nothing more than a mask, a fake, and a phony. Come on. You will attract more fake, phony things that have mask on it, which means things that will fall to the cracks, things that will fall apart, things that won't be useful for you. You'll attract that in your life. You know why? Because the universe understands. God created the universe and made the universe an attractive universe. The universe understands when you're not you, which means if you're not you, it doesn't have the right or the time to judge you or say, how come you're not being you? It just recognizes that what you are is what you're going to attract. And so the more a fake you that you are, the more fake things you'll attract. Think about that. The more genuine you are, the more genuine, authentic things with integrity and excellence you will attract into your world. Folks, you got to understand, the universe, the whole kingdom of God is crying out for you to rise up as a son of God. Rise up and be the authentic you that God's created you to be. And then you'll get back on track with attracting the things that are quality, the things that are truly you. Remember, if you wear a mask, you'll attract things that wear a mask, which means you'll attract things that are not real, and they're fake, and they're not going to last long. They're going to fall apart. If you attract things into your life right now, you know, because you're not truly being, you know, the full you, you're going to get only half-hearted things. You'll never get the true fullness of the things you should attract. Remember, wholeness attracts wholeness. Do you get that? Fake things attract fake things. Being partially you attracts partial things. Come on, folks. It works in every area of your life. That's why it's important you begin to understand who and what you are and whose you are. And whose you are is God. You belong to God, and He's genuine to you. You should be genuine to Him as well. And the genuineness you should be is not to Him pointing to the heavens, but the Him and the Her of those around you, the neighbors, you know, finding God within people around you. And when you give your authentic self to them, you're giving your authentic self to God. When you give your fake thing yourself to someone else, you're being fake to God. Think about it, folks. It's time we become real and raw to the entire world so that we can be blessed with genuine things back to us in our lives. Hey, thank you again for tuning in today to our podcast, folks. It's been an amazing season, amazing adventure. You guys are so amazing with supporting our ministry, our missions work. You know, my team thanks you. I thank you. You know, we're doing a lot of dynamic things here in the ministry this season. Besides writing books, we've got missions we're getting into. We've got visions we've got going on. We've got our academy about to be launched out, which I'll tell you about in a couple of weeks. Our full one-year academy, Identity Network Academy, folks. We have been keeping it in secret now for about 3 months, and we're working on it hard. It's a full one year online course that you're able to check in online, and you take your courses from videos to test to audios to all this amazing things to read, all this brand new material. It's going to be a 1 year full course for you, Identity Network Academy. So stay tuned to that and hear that in a couple of weeks. So we're doing some good things, guys. There's a lot of great things coming out of this ministry. So stay involved in here, and you'll always catch the new as we begin to present it to you. By the way, I want to remind you guys, do not forget to join our Hot Off the Press Book Club. Hot Off the Press Book Club is where every month I release a brand new, really thick book for those on the program. Now, after next month, you know, right now we're releasing books that the people get in our Hot Off the Press Book Club first, and then we sell it to the public. But after next month, that will no longer be. After next month, we will have my book of the month will only be for the people within the Hot Off the Press Book Club. The public can never get their hands on it. They can't purchase it, download it, anything. So you're going to miss a lot of powerful, about 250 to 300 page revelations every single month, folks. I'm not kidding you. And you can beg and plead, but we can't sell you the book. It's going to be special just for our Hot Off the Press Book Club people. So I would encourage you today, go to the website identitynetwork.net and sign up for the Hot Off the Press Book Club, to where you're able to get the download of heaven, fresh revelation that I'm going to give just to those who are signed up to our program. So every month you will get a huge, thick book that's going to be some really deep revelatory stuff. It's going to be personally autographed to you. You get free shipping for it. You get set and locked in a one-time price every month. If it's more, it doesn't matter. You still get it for that one-time price. You get it before... Well, you know, in fact, you won't get it before anybody else anymore, because the public can't get their hands on it. So you're going to get books every month that no one in on this planet can be able to get, except those who are in the program. So I'm telling you, make sure you sign up today for the Hot Off the Press Book Club. It's on the front page of identitynetwork.net. So guys, have a blessed weekend. Don't forget, go, you know, thoughts become things means that you can go and create the world you want. Create with God, co-create with God, and create a destiny, and desire what you want today, and create that. You deserve it. When you begin to respect and love the person God loves, which is you, you'll begin to create your day of what it is you want. You want mapped out from the kingdom of God for your life. God bless you. Have a great week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.